Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you to be your hosts for the next few minutes. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. And you do that by going to visitvalentine.org, a hidden gem like the Cherry County Historical Society or Centennial Hall, the oldest school in the state of Nebraska. Yep, a lot of fun museums around the local history scene here in the Valentine area. Visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, this season, you probably want to spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. You know, those sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. You know what helps you with that? A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, I think we better talk a little bit about calving, don't you?
Oh, it is calving season. Everybody's been mid to maybe some in the later part of their calving season.
Yeah, that's true. So I came across this. This is by Gary Homestead, OC57. We were sorting calves from cows on the Johnson Ranch over Aberdeen Way. There was a normal bellerin' and bawlin'. Cows weren't looking for hay. As we're working away in the wind and dust, one black Angus stood out from the rest. Chris yelled, "Watch C57, 'cause to put you on the fence, she'll do her best." I watched that critter as she moved through the pen, her head high, eyes looking for fun. Carried herself in an aggressive way, she's easily half a ton. She didn't move slow as most of them do, her steps full of purpose and quick. We kept sorting. I was running the gate. She spied me, charged my way, and I was slick. Up the fence, over the top, Chris yelled, said, "You okay?" She snorted, looked, and stopped. Old C57, best stay out of her way.
Well, it's calving season, so that fits. It's also golf season. Pretty close, anyway.
For a few, it's already started.
Larry Lindstrom sent this one in. A what-if golf story. What if you were playing in the club championship tournament finals and the match was halved at the end of 17 holes? You had the honor and hit your ball a modest 250 yards to the middle of the fairway, leaving it a simple 6-iron to get to the pin. Your opponent then hits his ball, lofting it deep into the woods to the right of the fairway. Being the golfing gentleman that you are, you help your opponent look for his ball. Just before the permitted 5-minute search period ends, your opponent says, "Go ahead and hit your second shot, and if I don't find it in time, I'll concede the match." You hit your ball, landing it on the green, stopping about 10 feet from the pin. About the time your ball comes to rest, you hear your opponent exclaim from deep in the woods, "I found it!" The second sound you hear is a click, the sound of a club striking the ball, and the ball comes sailing out of the woods and lands on the green, stopping no more than 6 inches from the hole. Now, the real what-if in this story. What if you had your opponent's golf ball in your pocket? Now you're in a quandary, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Here's something about friends. A pessimist read his horoscope, which said, make new friends and see what happens. So he made 3 new friends and nothing happened. Now he complains he's stuck with 3 new friends.
Not a bad deal. Come on.
No, not at all. But he is a pessimist. So
that's true.
You kind of see that was coming.
About a little bit of hospital humor to finish up the program today. The phone at the hospital's nursing station buzzed loudly right at dawn. A voice on the other end sounded desperate. "Doctor, I'm calling about Mr. Arthur Sterling in room 402. Please, give it to me straight. Is he going to make it?" The chief of staff pulled the file, wanting to comfort the worried caller. "I have fantastic news. Mr. Sterling is recovering beautifully. His vitals are perfect. His lungs are clear, and he's actually regained his appetite. In fact, we're planning to send him home this Tuesday." "Tuesday?" the caller shouted with pure joy. "Are you absolutely sure that he's out of the woods?" "Positive," the doctor chuckled. "He's a regular Iron Man. But tell me, are you his son? I'd love to officially update the family." "Neither," the man replied, his voice shifting from a whisper to a satisfied growl. "This is Arthur Sterling in room 402. Everybody's too busy here, too busy playing doctor to talk to me, so I figured that I'd just give you a call and find out for myself whether I'm recovering or waiting for the morgue." A little doctor humor there for you here on The Good Stuff.